two companies in the city raise money for charity, and a former director of adult social care is remembered in the country of his birth. But to begin, news of the recent Big C bungee jump.
Daredevils enjoyed a bird's-eye view of Norwich, but then had to leap from a 160-foot crane towering over the city centre. Thrill-seeking fundraisers braved the nerve-wracking bungee jump to raise money for Big C, Norfolk and Waveney's cancer charity. They took the plunge from a crane, which was based outside the Forum in Millennium Plain. The participants were able to jump for free, but only if they raised £200 in sponsorship for the charity. And every free jump made meant the Big C is able to provide two people with the support and information they require when affected by cancer and ensures the charity provides the best in cancer care. The Big Bungee Jump was organised in partnership with UK Bungee Club, with the jumps taking place over a giant airbag. Among those who made the leap was Ryan Livermore, aged 22, who works as a shooter and researcher for Archant's Mustard TV. He said, "They strap you in and the crane goes up, taking about 30 seconds. You get these amazing 360-degree views of Norwich, which is lovely, but then you realise what you're about to do. To be honest, I sort of blanked out when it was my turn to jump. The guy said, 3, 2, 1, jump. And the next thing I knew, I was plummeting towards the ground. But it was amazing. It was one of the best experiences of my life. Every day, around 22 people across Norfolk and Waveney are diagnosed with cancer."
A Norfolk property services firm has helped to raise more than £1,500 at a charity golf day. Teams from businesses across the county attended the charity event organised by Arnold's Keys in aid of the firm's chosen charity for 2017, Age Concern Norfolk. It is the fourth year the firm, headquartered in Norwich, has run the charity sporting event. The team from accountants Price Bailey came out overall winners, improving on their second place in last year's competition. Phil Cooper, associate at Arnold's Keys and chair of the charity committee, said, "We are very grateful to the generosity of those who supported the golf day, and we are delighted to have raised such a sum for Age UK Norfolk." Arnold's Keys is involved in a joint initiative with Age UK Norfolk to help elderly people relocate, whether they are moving house, downsizing, or considering a retirement home.
Employees from a Sproston supermarket have raised more than £6,700 for cancer research after donning their running shoes for the cause. More than 40 women from the Tesco Extra store in Blue Boar Lane took part in Cancer Research UK's Race for Life events at the Norfolk Showground in May. Together, the team, who call themselves the Mucky Boars, raised £6,760.30 to help more men, women and children survive cancer. Donna Page, one of the group, said, "Race for Life is an amazing way to unite together and help fight cancer, but also to remember those who have been lost to cancer. We stood shoulder to shoulder on the start line with thousands of like-minded women committed to the cause. It's so motivating to know the money we raised will help Cancer Research UK scientists find new ways to tackle cancer and save more lives. Our team was made up of more than 40 members of staff, and we signed up because we all know someone whose life has been touched by the disease." They thanked customers, colleagues, family and friends for their support. The Race for Life events are a series of women-only 5 and 10 kilometre races which raise millions of pounds each year.
The memory of Harold Bodmer, Norfolk's former director of adult social care, is set to live on at a school in the country where he was born. Fundraising is underway to build a multi-purpose assembly area at Rugari Primary School in Zimbabwe, which will be named after Mr. Bodmer. Mr. Bodmer died at the age of 61 after collapsing at a meeting of the County Council's Health and Social Care Executive in July last year. He was a trustee of the Norfolk-based Mudeka Foundation, which was set up by Anna Mudeka to provide education for orphans and disadvantaged children in Zimbabwe. And next month, the foundation will hold an event to celebrate the contribution which Mr. Bodmer made to it. The event will also raise money for a multi-purpose assembly area at Rugari Primary School in Zimbabwe, which would be named after Mr. Bodmer. Some £3,000 towards the £7,000 project has already been raised through Mr. Bodmer's County Hall colleagues and through collections at his funeral service at Norwich Cathedral, but the foundation hopes to raise a further £4,000 by the end of the year.